The most common high school mascot names are the Eagles, Bulldogs, and Tigers. But this school is unique, with a small but mighty mascot leading the way. The story of that school and an interesting mascot choice is this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Some schools have mascots similar to many others in the country. Not so in Putnam County, Missouri.
In the Echo, the yearbook, 1913, we were referred to as much little individuals on the football team or basketball teams and whatnot. And then in November of 1916, the first time the midgets appeared in our Unionville Republican.
Superintendent Dr. Heath Halley is speaking of the Putnam County midgets in Unionville, Missouri.
But not again mentioned until 1923 in our yearbook as midgets.
No one knows for sure who first referred to the team as midgets, although one popular story references the term not as an insult, but rather tied to a notable character in history.
Senator Claire McGee around 1917 is kind of given credit for, you know, we look like a bunch of midgets, but it kind of referred back to Napoleon Bonaparte being a skillful strategist and warrior on the battlefield, so to speak.
And that's how the school and county looks at it today. A mascot that embodies the qualities every team should want to possess.
We don't find it demeaning. It's a thing of pride about hard work, determination, effort, attitude to overcome a greater obstacle in front of us.
He says he believes there are another 7 or 8 schools that are also the midgets, and he and others like the tradition that dates back over a century now.
There's all sorts of mascots, right? We don't want to be another wildcat. We don't want to be another bulldog. I mean, there's lots of those, and we find that we're pretty unique in our situation and proud of that heritage and tradition, and we're going to continue on our path.
And these midgets have fared well on the athletic fields, a sure way to quiet any critics that would tell you the mascot is not large enough for a true champion. For here is the tenacious and mighty midgets that seek to be champions. Traveling the countryside in Unionville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.